I want to expect a miracle in your life. And friend, listen to this. I'm not taking no for an answer. I am expecting miracles. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Expect a Miracle. I'm Richard Roberts. I'd like to talk to you today about the healing power of faith. You mean my faith has power? That's right. You have faith because God has given to every person the measure of faith. You have all the faith that you need, and your faith has the ability to touch God's power. Let me tell you how I learned this. When I was about 10 years old, I had developed 22 warts on my left hand, and they were spreading. Now, I played basketball, I played baseball, I played football, I played every sport that a boy could play. And I would come home at night from practice, and my fingers and my hand would be bleeding. My mother would soak them and try to get the bleeding to stop. And she said, "We're going to go to the doctor. I'm going to have those warts burned off." Well, I was 10 years old. That was pretty scary to me. My dad came home and said, "Son, let's pray. Let's believe God to heal those warts." I said, "Yes, please, let's do." So he took me in their bedroom, closed the door. He said, "Now I'm going to pray for you. And when I do, I want you to release your faith." And I said, "Well, how do you release your faith?" He said, "Son, you do it through a point of contact." I said, "Well, Daddy, what's a point of contact?" He said, "Son, a point of contact is something that you do. And when you do it, you release your faith." Well, he saw that I didn't know what he was talking about. And he pointed over to the wall and said, "You see that light switch?" "Yes." "That light switch is a point of contact." He said, "Now, son, that light switch has no power, but it's hooked up to the power company so that when you flip the switch, you touch the power company and the lights come on." "Well, I can understand that." He said, "Now, your faith is just like that switch. And when you release your faith to God, when you let your faith go up to God, you touch God's power company." Well, okay, I was getting his idea. He said, "Now I'm going to pray for you. And when I say in Jesus' name, you let your faith go up to God." I said, "All right." So he began to pray in the way that only Oral Roberts could pray. And he came to the point in his prayer when he said, "Now, in Jesus' name," and not knowing what else to do, I just put my hands like this and I said, "Faith, get up there to God. It's all I knew to do." Well, this was Oral Roberts. This was my father praying for me. And I looked down at my hand. Every wart was still there. And I looked up at my dad and he said, "Now, son," and this is very important because I've never forgotten it. He said, "Son, we prayed and we believed. Now let's expect a miracle." Well, I went to bed that night, awakened the next morning. They were still there. Second morning, they were still there. Third morning, fifth morning, fourth morning, fifth morning, sixth morning, they were still there. Seventh morning, eighth morning, ninth morning, they were still there. But on the 10th morning, I awakened, I looked down, and I saw my hand. Every wart was gone. Completely gone. Just as much as they're gone today, all these many years later. I not only got a healing, but I learned how important my faith is. You have faith. Faith to believe. Now, someone may say, "Well, what is faith?" Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or proof of that which cannot be seen. Your faith has evidence, and you can have trust and confidence, and you can believe God in His promises. Now, let's just look for a minute at some Bible examples of healing through faith. Let's take Mark chapter 5. It's verses 25 to 34. It's the story of the woman who had the issue of blood. I'll just paraphrase it. Scripture says that a certain woman who had had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of physicians, she'd been to the doctors. The doctors had done all they could do. In fact, she spent all that she had and was not any better. In fact, the Bible says she grew worse. She heard about Jesus. And she came in the crowd behind him, maybe even getting down on her hands and knees, I don't know. But she reached out and touched his garment, for she said with her mouth, "If I can only touch his clothing, I shall be made whole." And immediately, the Bible says, her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed. Well, Jesus immediately knew that virtue or power had gone out of him. He turned to his disciples and said, Who has touched me? Well, everybody's trying to touch you, Jesus. No, this was a different kind of touch, Jesus said. And the little woman said, I'm the one. You see, in those days, rabbis wore a certain type of outer prayer shawl. No doubt Jesus wore one like it. And at the base or bottom of the shawl were tassels. And the tassels were representative of the law of Moses. I believe what she was saying was, he doesn't have to touch me. If I can just get my hands on those tassels, which represented the Word of God, if I could just get my hands on the Word of God, I will be made whole. And that's exactly what happened. And Jesus said to her, woman, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your plague. Now, she had what I call an unwavering faith. The moment she touched Jesus, her faith was released, just like I released my faith when I was a boy, just when I got a point of contact and said, faith, get up there to God. And just like that miracle happened with me. Now, notice the miracle I had did not happen instantaneously. Why is that? I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. I'm in charge of praying and believing. God's in charge of the miracles, and he knows the schedule. He knows the agenda. Now, in my case, it took 10 days, but the good news is that was 66 years ago, and my hand still healed. Okay, so it took 10 days. So what? Now, some healings come instantaneously. Some healings come over a period of time. Why? I don't know. That's not my business. I tell people all the time, I'm not in management. I'm in sales. Now, there's another really powerful story. It's about a blind man, and you'll find it in John chapter 9. And let me just paraphrase the story. Jesus was walking by one day, and he saw a man who'd been blind from birth. And his disciples said to him, Rabbi, who sinned? Was it this man or was it his parents that caused him to be blind? And Jesus said, well, neither one of them. His parents didn't sin, neither did the man, but so that the works of God should be revealed in him. And then Jesus said a curious thing. He said, I must work the works of my Father. I must work the works of my Father while it is day, for the night's coming when no one can work. And then he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he said these things, he did something unusual. He spit on the ground and made clay out of the spittle, and he rubbed it across the man's eyes, no doubt praying for him, and told him to go to the pool of Siloam, a local pool, and wash. And the man did, and he came back seeing. Now, what did it? Was it the spit? Was it the clay or the mud on the ground? What was it? Well, the Bible makes it clear that God created every living thing, including the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the Bible says. So God created the earth. And how did he make man? He made man out of the earth. So man came from the earth. Jesus used his spit, which had his DNA as a part of it. So Jesus took some of himself and spat on that which God had created and rubbed it across the man's eyes, and there was a tremendous healing. Now that mud no doubt became a point of contact for that man. Just in the same way the point of contact was made very clear to me by my father to be healed from the warts, and very clear to that woman that when she touched the border of his garment, she would be healed. How can you explain that? It was a miracle. And it takes faith. That man had to have faith to believe that after Jesus had spit on the ground and made mud out of it, rubbed it across his eyes, he had to go to the pool. No matter what anybody thought, no matter what anybody said, no matter how the critics were coming out of the woodwork as he's going down the road, somebody leading him, and he's got mud all over his face. I mean, imagine what people must have been thinking as they saw him. But the man had faith. He did what Jesus said. And part of your faith is learning how to be obedient. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you and strengthen your faith through prayer, because I believe in healing prayer. And I believe these scriptures that I've given you will help you tremendously. And that's what I want to pray for you right now. So in the authority of the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I pray over you right now. I come against this satanic attack. I curse it in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for healing, healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I set my faith with you. And I say to the devil, your enemy, your arch enemy, you take your hands off of God's property. You release every man, every woman, every young person, every boy and every girl listening to me right now. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you to be healed. I rebuke sickness and fear and doubt and discouragement and despair and depression. And I pray for you to step out in faith and release your faith to God and to believe for the healing miracle that you need, no matter what area of life it is. If it's in your spirit that you need healing, if it's in your mind or your body or your family or your finances or in every area of your life, whatever it is, I pray and I believe God for you. And listen, friend, I'm not coming out of this prayer of agreement. I'm setting my faith with you right now, believing for God's touch on your life. Praise God. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next time right here on Expect a Miracle.